You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
So in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the second biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make. And it's one that causes so many entrepreneur sparks inside of people to die without ever becoming a reality. And it breaks my heart to see it. So listen to this episode so you never make this mistake and let that entrepreneurial spirit inside of you soar and create businesses like no one could have ever expected.
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Hey everyone, this is Armand and I'm here with the second biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make. And this episode is the second one in a series of seven where I'm going to talk to you about some of these mistakes and make sure that you do not make these big mistakes in your business. So let's get started and talk about the second biggest mistake, which is creating products or services that are not yet proven to sell. Now, this is a critical one because so many businesses die in the early days because they run out of money. And part of the reason they run out of money is because they spent so much time, effort, and money trying to create a product or service, thinking that if they have this fantastic idea, they have to bring the idea to fruition before they can go out there and sell it. And here's what happens. The number one thing that happens is they never actually end up getting the product or service. So their idea dies because it never actually becomes a reality, right? They run out of money, they run out of time, they run out of effort, whatever it is, and they give up. The second thing that happens often is they actually create the product or service. You see people who spend the money that they've saved for a lifetime and they create this business. They make some great service or a great product, an invention, a website, whatever it is. They bring their idea to life only to find out that no one wants to buy their idea. But here's the thing. They sit there and they say, yeah, but you know what? When I was thinking about this, everyone told me it was a great idea. I just felt like it was going to be a great idea. Why doesn't it work? Well, see, that's the thing. So as a business coach, one of the things I've learned to do is to tell people what to do with their incredible ideas. And there are multiple examples of this. I remember, for example, I had a young man in his early 20s come to me a few years ago and tell me this fantastic idea he had. And the idea sounded really good. And the reason he was coming to me was because he wanted to see if I'm willing to invest in this company that he was trying to create, right? And I get a lot of people coming to me for that. I said, okay, what's your idea? And he said something along the lines of, look, I've got this idea of taking sports drinks and making little frozen things out of them, like little frozen popsicles that are sports drinks, right? And so when people are going to the gym, kind of like an Otter Pop, if you know what that is. And he said, you know, I want to create these frozen sports drinks. I think it's a great idea. And then his buddy was there, who's a friend of mine as well. And the guy was like, yeah, this is a great idea, man. I would love that, blah, blah, blah. And he was asking me, you know, if I want to invest a couple $100,000 in it. And, you know, if I was like anybody else, I'd say, you know, let's see if it's a great idea or not. And if I was sold on it being a great idea, I'd say, okay, let's do it. But see, understanding how business works, I wasn't about to do that. I wasn't about to say, okay, let me invest a couple $100,000. In fact, I wanted to see how serious this guy is about the business. And I also wanted to see if his idea is one that would work. And I was like, okay, so let me ask you a question. How long would it take for you to make this? And he's like, well, I've been working on it for 6 months. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so I found a company, you know, that's going to produce it for me. And they're going to make all the juices and stuff like that. And then I've found a company that's going to take it and they're going to package it and it's going to be frozen and it's going to be transported in these kinds of trucks and this and that and it's going to be taken to this and at some of the gyms they're going to have to put in freezers. And he told me this massive thing that was going to cost like, you know, $500,000 to put together, and I was supposed to say pitch in a couple $100,000 or the whole thing if I wanted, right? And as I was listening to this, I was like, okay, well, let's do this. The second biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make is that they create products or services that are not yet proven to sell. So here's what we need to do. Let's see if this thing's actually going to work before you do all this stuff. And you know what? You don't need my $200,000. In fact, you can do all of this for less than $100. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, let's see. So one of the things that you said is going to cost you, God only knows how much, was to create the actual mixture that you were going to have frozen. And he said, yeah. And I was like, well, who's a competitor of yours? Well, kind of like a Gatorade, of course, but they don't make frozen Gatorade. I said, great. How much does it cost to buy a bottle of Gatorade? You know, $1. Great. Go buy a bottle of Gatorade. And then I said, so how much are you spending on this company that's going to package this stuff for you and this and that, you know, another $50,000, $100,000. And I was like, great. If you go to Target, they actually have this thing that makes these little plastic Ziploc bags, right? And the way it works is like it like seals the bags. And I know because at my house, we use one of those things. I said, you can either go buy one of those or if you want, heck, you can just borrow mine, right? And I said, what you're going to do is you're going to take these little bags and you're going to take Gatorade, pour it into these bags and seal it. And while it won't be perfect and pretty and beautiful and have labels and stuff on it, like your product is supposedly going to have, You can actually buy one of those machines for like $50 or borrow mine. And then you buy some bags, which will cost you a couple more dollars. You buy a couple bottles of Gatorade, which will cost you a couple of dollars. And then you can spend about an hour. And in an hour, I bet you could create probably 30 of these things, stick them in the freezer. A few hours later, you will actually have your sample product, not for $200,000, but you'll have your sample product for $100 and maybe a couple hours of your time. And then I said, here's what I want you to do. Then I want you to go to your friends and family and people like that and say, hey, don't tell them you started this new business, because if you tell them that, then they're going to give you positive feedback, right? You don't want that. Go to friends who don't know you have this business and say, hey, you know what? Have you guys heard about this new frozen workout drink or whatever that they have? And they'll be like, what do you mean? And say, yeah, you know, I've been getting it. They're awesome. And then I asked them, I said, well, how much is it going to cost? He said, I don't know. He's going to sell them for, say, $2 each. I said, great. Then tell your friends, say, you know what? You just bought a pack of them. And they're about $2 each, and you bought like a 10-pack. And if they're interested, say, you know, you'll sell them a couple of them if they want to try it out. And see what they'll say. See how many of the people you actually know are willing to pay $2 to buy one of those. And then if that works, now you go to phase two. Phase two, I said, make 50 more of them, and then go down to 24-Hour Fitness or a gym down the street, maybe a small gym that's more willing to work with you. And then take a little fridge. You can buy a used small portable freezer on Craigslist for maybe $30. Get one of those things that kids have in their dorm rooms and take it down to this gym and have them plug it in and offer them. Say, hey, look, I'll give you all the proceeds to go to you. So you sell these things for $2, right? And any money you make is for you. I'll cover all the costs. And the total for that, for the fridge, for all the bags, for all the stuff you're going to create, all the Gatorade you're going to buy, maybe, I don't know, less than $100 again. So now for less than $100, you're going to actually prove if all this works. And if it all works and these go flying off the shelf and the 50 sell, right, and you can prove that this stuff works, now come back to me. And not only am I happy to give you $200,000, but I'll tell you what, if today I was going to invest $200,000 in your company, you'd have to give me like 70% of your company. However, if you prove to me that it has worked, not only will I give you $200,000, but at that point, you might even be able to convince me that I only get 10% of the company for $200,000 because your idea is not as risky. So see, if you're listening to this podcast, what I want you to understand is so many entrepreneurs make the mistake of producing products and services that are not proven to sell. And sometimes you're going to say, well, Armand, it's not as easy as the little frozen drink. First of all, let me tell you, I've worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and hundreds that I've coached. And in almost every single case, there is a very, very simple way of doing it. You don't need to go out there and build this massive thing. In fact, sometimes what you can do is pretend like you have the thing you have, and then try to sell it and see if anyone's willing to buy it. So if you come up with some brilliant idea, let's say you come up with an idea for something that you think is going to revolutionize the industry, great. Pretend like you have it, get on the phone, open up the Yellow Pages or wherever you get your leads, start calling up potential buyers and pretend like you already have this thing, right? And sell it to them and see if they're willing to buy it for the amount that you say. And if you get some people who are interested, okay, well, you're going to have to tell them that unfortunately you're currently out of it and then go create it. And sometimes it could be even a service. It doesn't have to be a product, right? So for like my marketing company, often we have ideas for these new services we want to offer. But instead of going out and building it and creating all the systems, we just tell some of our current clients that, hey, we have this thing and see if they're interested. And if they say, yeah, we'd be interested in paying $2,000 a month for that. I'm like, okay, well, we can't do it for you for another 2 months, right? And that gives us 60 days to go out and create this service. So what you want to make sure is that you are not creating services or products that are not yet proven to sell. Don't go out there, spend money and time trying to create this massive thing. I see this with websites all the time, for example. People have these ideas for websites. They're like, it's a new dating site, right? And it's going to do this and it's going to do that. And it's going to be just like Tinder, but instead of swiping left and right, you're going to swipe up and down. And that is going to revolutionize the industry. Why? I don't know, but that's their idea. What I'll tell them to do is I'll say, look, pretend like you already have it. Tell people that you already have this dating site that, and don't tell them it's yours. Say you just found it and it does this and see what kind of interest you get, right? Don't go out there and invest days, weeks, months, years of your life and your hard-earned money trying to build this stuff and then only to find out it doesn't work. And by the way, the other thing that happens is this. People use this as an excuse. See, many people will use the excuse of trying to build a product or service early on in a business as why they don't go out there and sell, because most entrepreneurs are scared of the selling part of the business, right? So what they do is they focus on the artistic side of it, the side of the business where they're creating a product, they're creating a service, right? And all their friends and family are impressed by what they're doing, but they haven't proven that this thing can sell first. So what you've got to do is start with selling. And that means sometimes people say, so Armand, are you telling me that when I start a business, the first thing I should do is sell? even before I have a product or service to sell? And the answer is an overwhelming yes. You've gone out there and created, spent all this money creating it, and you don't even know if it's going to sell. For example, the person who got me to do these podcasts, he owns a podcast company, right? Apollo, you've all heard of it. Well, when he came to me first and he said, hey, do you want to start a podcast? Let's say I was working with him and he was going to offer me some new service. If he's smart, what he would do is he would offer me the service before he's actually gone out there and spent all the time, the money, and the effort creating it, right? Because you never know. Is this something that could even work? Are people going to be interested in this service? Because the way that Sherwin Janabian is doing podcasts is revolutionary. It's different than what anyone else is doing, right? You can hear, if you listen to this podcast compared to any other podcast, the quality of the sound, the quality of the various things that go along with this thing are unlike what anyone else is doing. And there are 100 other things about it that's totally revolutionary. But see, he had no idea if anyone was willing to pay for this or not. Because most podcasts are recorded on a phone or on a computer microphone, right? Not professionally like the way this podcast is done, unless it's the super, super high-ranking podcasts that have been around for years and are top-ranked. But see, the thing is, he was smart enough to see if there was any interest in it first before he went out and created the systems. And that's what you got to understand. Another friend of mine the other day, he has a business, and he came to me and he'd just gone out and he'd made an $11,000 investment in some inventory. And the inventory was for a specific product. I haven't gotten his permission to mention it, so I won't say specifically what it is. But it's a product that he can buy for about a dollar that's selling on Amazon for about $20, right? And he said, well, I've invested $11,000. And this is a coaching client of mine. And he's coming to me after having spent the $11,000, which already pisses me off. Because if you're my coaching client, you better run this stuff by me first. So he comes to me and he says he's made this $11,000 thing and he got these things and they're a dollar each and he's going to sell them on Amazon for $20 each. And I was like, how do you know they sell? Well, other people are selling them. How do you know how much of them you're going to be able to sell? Well, I don't know. I just know, right? I just have a good feeling about this. Well, forget the good feeling. I'm like, why don't you do a test run of this? He's like, well, because if I'm going to get this price, I had to buy 10,000 of these things. And I'm like, but why did you buy 10,000 of them? Why didn't you go find a place where you can buy 10 of them? He's like, well, then I would have had to pay $20 each. I said, well, who cares? Even if you pay $25 each, wouldn't it be better to buy 10 for $25 each? That'll cost you a total of $250 and then put them on Amazon and see if they sell. So how are you going to sell it? And you might say, well, you know, I'm going to price them at $15 and that'll beat the competition. I said, great. Buy them for $25, put them on Amazon for $15 each. And if the 10 that you have fly off the shelf in the first day, then you know you might have a product that you can sell. Because if you do the numbers here, let's do the numbers and see how fast you'd have to sell these to actually make it worthwhile. So let's look at this. If you can sell 10 a day, let's see how long it takes to sell 10,000 of these. It would take 2 years and 9 months. Think about that. That's a 10 a day, 7 days a week. It would take you 2 years and 9 months. So almost 3 years is what it would take. Would it be worth a $250 investment to find out if that's true? Now, here's the thing. Is that even a reasonable investment? Should you buy a product that's going to take you 3 years to sell? In my world, I would say no way I'm ever making that investment. However, if he's buying them for a dollar and selling them for 15, now he could technically get his money back sooner. So now let's see, how many would he have to sell in a certain period of time in order to make sure that he at least gets his initial investment back? So his initial investment is $11,000. So if we take his initial investment of $11,000 and divide that by $15 each, it means he would have to sell 733 of these in order to at least get his investment back, right? Now, if he can sell 10 a day, which by the way, I don't know if this product can possibly sell 10 a day or even get close to it. I'm just randomly pulling that number out of the air. I think if he sold 10 a day, he'd be in really good shape. But if he sold 10 a day, that means that he would get his money back in 73 days, right? Now, he also has to put in the order, which takes a month and a half. So you're talking about 4 or 5 months before he can get his initial investment back. And the question is that a worthwhile investment? Now, in this case, if he proved that he can sell 10 a day, I'd say, yes, that is a good investment. And as a coach, I'd say, go out there and do it. Even though it's going to take him 3 years to get all his money back, it's okay, because within the first 4 months, he'll get his initial investment back. And then from then on, there isn't anything else. Now, I'm leaving out all this stuff with the cost of shipping and the cost of handling and all that. So let's ignore all of that. Now what you get to is another factor, because what if he can't sell 10? What if he can only sell 5? See, if he can only sell 5 a day, now what you're doing is you're pushing this thing out so that he can't get his money back for about 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, right? What if he only sells 2 a day? Man, now we're in trouble. See, he's never even going to be able to get his money back. And to go through 10,000 of these things, it's going to take him over 10 years. So the reality is, in any business, before you create a product or service, you must first prove that it works. So if you're listening to this out there and you have a business and you've got some new ideas in your business, awesome. Run it by your current clients or do some cold calling and try to sell this thing even though you don't have it yet. It doesn't matter. If people are dying to buy this thing from you, then you better get out there as quickly as possible, create it, and make it available to them. You're going to see that most of the ideas people have, unfortunately, just don't work. But let's find out they don't work before you put money and time into it. And especially if you're an entrepreneur who's trying to start a business, this is critical. Because if you're working for someone else and doing this on the side, I don't want you to waste the next 2 years of your life trying to bring an idea to fruition that literally is never going to work. And you waste your time and you waste your effort. And here's what'll happen. That spark, that entrepreneurial spark inside of you is going to die, right? I don't want that to happen for you. So what I'm telling you to do today is make sure that as of today, any business idea you have, anything you want to do, prove that it works first before you go out there and do it. This comes from over 2 decades of business experience. And trust me, I've had plenty of times where I used to create products or services only to find out that no one was interested in them. Well, no longer, my friends. I only do products or services that are proven to sell. And that's the only way that I'm willing to do them. So get out there, take good care of your business. Make sure if you're an entrepreneur, you get out there and you're constantly looking for products and services that are proven to sell. And you can prove that you are able to sell that product or service. Then get out there and make the best darn product or service you can and revolutionize your industry. Make sure you pick up a copy of my book, by the way, The Business Bible. If you haven't already done so, it's a great book and it gives you a lot of different things about business. However, it does not give you the 7 biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make. So make sure you listen to the rest of these podcasts. This is the second one. We've got 5 more of these coming. This will revolutionize the things that you're doing, I guarantee you. Now, get out there and every single day in your business, your personal life, and whatever else you do, always please lead with your heart. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of my... This is 2 in a series of 7 different episodes. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Siddegui here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.